Here's a novel idea, Represent Us, Not the Rich and Powerful. By Paul Angel. A recent exchange in the South Carolina Capitol between Republican State Representative Adam Morgan and Democrat State Representative Todd Rutherford exemplifies what is wrong with most politicians in America these days. That problem is, the vast majority of our elected representatives do not respect or listen to their constituents and, thus, do not really represent them. On March 12, during debate over a land and business development bill requiring taxpayer funding, Rutherford grilled Morgan for not supporting the bill. After speaking with his constituents, Morgan had discovered that a large majority liked their district as it was. They saw no need for more sprawling development. Morgan thus would not vote for the bill. His opponent then explained why listening to one's constituents is a dumb thing to do. He told Morgan that these average Americans may not have ever brokered a deal, may not understand what it means being a project, may not understand incentives. Morgan replied that he was there to represent the people who put him in office. That was his job. That is what he had promised. I get that the people in Columbia, that the lobby, wants me to either not vote or vote green, yes, on this, but my constituents want me to vote red, no, and they want their tax money spent on core government functions, on their roads, on their schools. That's what they want their money spent on. They don't want us in here trying to play this government planning thing where we and our bureaus can figure out where the jobs should be, who should be employed, how much money should be allocated where in the private sector. It never works. It's socialism. It has never worked anywhere before, so why are we trying to do it here? In a classic demonstration of the political myopia that afflicts most of the members of our bought and paid for ruling class, Rutherford then asked a telling question of Morgan. So, what you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at Commerce that have been successful at bringing these megadeals to South Carolina? Morgan replied without hesitation. Mr. Rutherford, I do not think you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally with mine. I am 100% going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this House, and you should go listen to the 40,000 people in your area and not the bureaucrats at Commerce and not the lobbyists and not the multi-billion dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents, like I am. But Morgan wasn't finished yet. I will always fall back on the common sense of the wonderful people from my district, far more than I will ever listen to you unelected bureaucrats, other representatives in here who have been here for far too long and have maybe managed a whole lot of these deals, and far more than I will ever listen to any member out there in the lobby. I brought you that exchange to let you know that there are some elected officials in America, though few and far between, who are willing to buck the forces of the rich and powerful and do the bidding of the average working people who should wield the real power in the United States. That's you, the American citizen. And, together, we the people. But, somehow, that system has gotten fatally derailed. Greed and hubris have taken over politics to a degree that is patently shameful. For instance, according to Gallup, about 85% of U.S. voters now believe bringing in 8 million people from the four corners of the globe is a threat to this nation in its current financial and cultural condition. So why, then, has a huge percentage of Democratic legislators said next to nothing for 3.5 years as Joe Biden flung open the border to all comers? And why have they only started talking about the issue just 6 months before the 2024 election? Power and money is surely at the heart of that answer. Whatever the case, they are not listening to their constituents or they would have demanded the border be closed, thereby accurately reflecting the concerns of their voters. They either don't have the guts or the integrity to buck their party, or they don't want to put themselves at odds with the machine that helps pay for their re-elections. Another reason left-leaning legislators are suddenly willing to discuss the border might be that they have been shamed into it. News of several high-profile murders of U.S. citizens by illegals has broken through the leftist media blackout and caused outrage among voters on the left and right. This includes the vicious beating and murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley by an illegal alien gangster from Venezuela who should never have been allowed into this nation save for federal idiocy. It also includes the murder of a 2-year-old boy in Maryland who was in a park playing with his family when they were caught in a firefight between rival Central American gangs. The killer had already been arrested twice and ordered removed from the U.S. by a judge. As has come to be expected, the killer had been released from jail while awaiting deportation before the shooting. Are elected officials finally going to listen to the voters? Did Americans really have to die before they did? My advice to our elected officials is to follow the lead of State Representative Adam Morgan of South Carolina. They should listen to their constituents and vote accordingly, not the way activists, donors, big business, and party strong men want. They would find that Americans have a lot more common sense than they think. See page 22 for some suggestions from John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute about how we can get elected officials to listen to us or make them pay a heavy price. Paul Angel is AFP's managing editor.